The central Bohemian town of Kladruby is famous around the world for its horse stud farm, founded by the Habsburg Emperor Rudolf II. It's also home to a spectacular 12th century Benedictine monastery, where the martyred saint of Bohemia, John of Nepomuk, was tried and tortured. An effort is now afoot to have the cloister and Czech Baroque Gothic style church named a European Heritage Site. Brian Kennedy has more.
The Czech National Stud Farm in Kladruby, founded in 1579, was added to the UNESCO World Heritage List this past summer. Avid listeners may recall that Prince William and his bride Kate Middleton received a rare Kladruber horse, among the oldest breeds in the world, for their royal wedding some years back. While the horses are magnificent, the nearby Benedictine monastery, founded by Prince Vladislav I, and its Church of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary, rebuilt in the Czech Baroque Gothic style, is also truly a sight to behold. However, unlike the stud farm, the site did not make it into the UNESCO list. Minister of Culture Lubomir Zaoralek this week visited the monastery, which is currently undergoing a major restoration. He told Czech radio that there are no plans to apply again for its inclusion on the United Nations Heritage List, though the first attempt was made over a quarter century ago.
As a rule, UNESCO do not reconsider something that they have already assessed before. At the same time, another principle recently proclaimed quite categorically is that among the UNESCO monuments, there are already too many sacral monuments from Europe, and so it's necessary to choose from other continents and other types of buildings.
The 12th century Benedictine monastery of Kladruby was dissolved by the Holy Roman Emperor Joseph II in 1785, a half century after its Baroque makeover with Gothic elements by Jan Blažej Santini Eichel, the celebrated early 18th century Czech architect of Italian descent. The church and cloisters fell into disrepair after being nationalized by the communist regime. The cost of restoring it to its former glory has been budgeted at 120 million crowns, the lion's share of which comes from the European Union. Once the work is done, the site could seek European Heritage Label, a recognition awarded by the bloc to buildings, documents, museums, archives, monuments, or events viewed as, quote, milestones in the creation of today's Europe. An application for gaining that label must be considered quite carefully, says Vlastislav Oruda, the Deputy Minister of Culture for the Management of Cultural Heritage, and it could take years to do it right.
The European Heritage Label aims primarily to strengthen cooperation among European countries. So it's very important to come up with a topic that fulfills that aim. The question is whether to promote the church on the grounds that it's a great example of Baroque architecture, or whether we should emphasize the Benedictine monastery.
Kladruby's Church of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary is a prime example of the architect Santini's work, who blessed it with a 46-meter-high dome, still among the largest and tallest in the country. Its ancient abbey houses the tomb of Prince Vladislav I and Europe's largest exhibition on the saint of Bohemia, Jan Nepomucki, venerated by Czech Catholics for defending the seal of the confessional and by Romantic nationalists as a martyr to imperial interference. To gain European Heritage Label status, the National Heritage Institute is looking for a comprehensive theme encompassing all the elements of Czech history and architecture at the site. So says Petr Pavvilets, head of the regional branch.
At the National Heritage Institute, we're now coming up with ideas for proposals. The theme of Santini, the theme of the sacral journey, the cultural journey. These are aspects we will certainly want to promote as important European heritage, now more than ever.